The Preparation Habit. This is Viety Thompson. Thank you for joining our podcast today. Today we talk about building long-term relationships with donors and the importance of having really worthwhile and thoughtful preparation. And it doesn't matter if you're going to meet with an old friend or longtime board member or someone who is a potential donor. It is really important that we prepare for each of those meetings and do so thoughtfully. And what I would like to do today is sit out with three examples, and I'd have to confess these are not really positive examples. These are some of my mistakes that I'm sharing with you, but I really learned some important lessons from them. The forgettable solicitation, that's the first one I want to begin with today. And this is one that is just not pleasant to share with you. But years ago, I decided that I was going to call on a very important person who was a very strong contributor to our organization. And I sat in my car and thought for a few minutes that I'm going to go in and ask for a really challenging gift. And this individual had been giving us $1,000, let's say, a year for many years. And my challenge, in my mind at least, was to get him to upgrade that gift. Went into this really nice office. He was behind this large oak desk, sitting back in his large chair. As I sat down in front of him, and I began to talk about our organization and what was taking place, and I noticed on the front right side of the desk facing me was an envelope with Eddie Thompson written on it. And I thought to myself, I am going to get a bigger gift from this gentleman. Well, you can kind of see where this is going. And so after a while of kind of chit-chatting and then telling him about the great organization and what we were doing, I asked him to go from, let's say, giving $1,000 a year to making a $5,000 gift. And he looked somewhat shocked. And he said, well, okay. And so he pulled out this large checkbook from his left drawer and he opened it up. As it flopped upon the desk, I was thinking to myself, I am really good today. I am really good at this. And he wrote out a $5,000 check and he handed it to me. And he got up and after having a nice little conversation after he handed me the check, and we walked towards the door and he put his hand on the door and had a Columbo moment. He goes, oh, one thing. And he went back to his desk and he picked up the envelope with Eddie Thompson written on it. He brought it back to me. He said, I would like for you to open that envelope before you leave. And rather smugly, I opened the envelope and realized that the check he had prepared was for $50,000. And he looked at me and he said, Eddie, never tell me what to give. Show me the opportunity. And I'll never forget that. It just really made a tremendous impression on me that it's really important to realize that we cannot dictate what a donor gives. We can show them the opportunity. So our challenge is to be active, to have meaningful conversations with a large number of individuals, but it's up to them to give. The second was an unforgettable visit that I'll never forget again. It was a tremendous mistake. I went to visit this lady who had been a contributor for a long period of time, along with her husband, who is now deceased. And they were living in a very wealthy part of Nashville. It was obvious they were very wealthy. And as I sat down with her and I was sharing with her what we were hoping to accomplish with the organization, and I thought, well, since I'm going well, this is just doing better than I thought it would. I thought I would just arbitrarily increase the dollar amount I was asking her to give. And when I gave her the dollar amount, literally, not figuratively, literally, her jaw dropped. And she looked shocked. And as I sat there in amazement, wondering, was she feeling good about this? Or was this a mistake? Or what? She looked at me and said, Eddie, there is no way in this world I could give that much money. I cannot believe you asked me for that much money. It was very, very embarrassing. You know, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just took a figure out of the air and gave it my best. And I was always taught the white knuckles method, that you race, ask for the big gift until the knuckles turn white. You know, that's been 40 years ago, and I still remember it like yesterday. It was embarrassing. I was ashamed of my presumption and my unpreparedness. And no matter how hard I tried to backpedal that request, it was of no use. In following years, I would call, I would leave a message about an annual gift. She never returned my call. And even worse, she never gave another gift. You know, that was a hard lesson, but let me tell you one more lesson that someone should have learned. As I was called on about 2 years ago by three gentlemen who came to my office, they sat down in my office and they said that we understand you have been a successful businessman. And our development committee met recently, and they suggested that we come and see you and ask you for a $100,000 gift. Now, let me set the context. I didn't know any of these men. I'd never heard of the organization. I knew nothing about their mission. It was obvious they knew nothing about me. And I was absolutely floored when they asked me to give $100,000. Now, I had to really struggle and not abruptly throwing them out of the office. But I did tell them, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to tell you that what you've done today is very unprofessional. And I have no interest in your organization. I don't know you three. I don't know who was on your committee that suggested I make a gift of that size, especially a first-time gift to an organization I've never heard of. But I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to escort you out of the office. I've thought about that a lot since then. I wonder how many times we have called on donors and surprised them where they knew nothing or very little about our organization. And the one thing we know about wealthy people is that one of the great fears is they're constantly asked for a gift. Every organization, every nonprofit seems to have marked them as potential donors. Three lessons that I've learned. Number one, don't go in and ask for more than you should. And number two, I would have been smarter if I'd learned earlier to have conversations rather than me simply talk. An important lesson that I've learned. Here's the takeaway from all three of these solicitations. When you go to a meeting or make a proposal for a successful individual to give to your organization, try to put yourself in their position. Never be dishonoring by our approach. Preparation habits will help you stop from embarrassing yourselves or personally offending a potential or current donor. And I've realized that over the years that I need to be more patient and truly be donor-centered, not nonprofit-centered. I've learned a lot from my mistakes. I hope you'll learn that from the stories I've given you today, that it is really important to prepare and go in with humility, but also with confidence. Thanks for listening.